18 minutes past 8, welcome back to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. I want to continue the discussion on the rules of life, you know, some basic rules on how one should conduct oneself during life. Basic life, rules of life, basic principles of life. And today I want to talk about know what counts and what doesn't. Know what counts and what doesn't. It's about prioritizing. It's about understanding in life what is important and when it is important. Something can be important on one day, and on another day it's not all that important. And if you can prioritize, you will be more efficient, you will be more professional, you will be more successful, and most importantly, you will be more happy in your life. Sometimes we get so caught up in technology, and we get so caught up in material things that we forget what really counts in life, what's really important in life. Being kind and considerate, that counts. Getting through each day without seriously offending anyone or hurting anyone, that counts. Having the latest gadget, that doesn't count. That's a nice to have. I mean, it's nice to have the latest laptop or the latest cell phone or the latest this or the latest that. But it's not as important as getting through each day without offending others and hurting others. It's not as important as being kind. It doesn't mean that technology doesn't have its benefits, it doesn't have its role to play. You know, gizmos on its place. It has its importance. But what's more important, the gadget or the human? The gadget of the human, that's a question we need to ask ourselves. These are tools, and many times we elevate these tools to a status symbol. You know, I have to have the latest Samsung, because otherwise, you know, it doesn't fit my profile. Doing something useful with your life, that counts. Going shopping because you're bored, that doesn't. Going shopping because you need to go shopping, That's important. That's a necessity. Now and then, you know, if you're going shopping for just a kind of relaxation, I don't know if you can call shopping relaxation, but you know, maybe a trip to the mall. Understood, you know, if it's every now and again, but just going shopping for the sake of it because you bought, that doesn't count. Do something in your life of real value. Do something in your life of significant benefit. It doesn't mean that you need to now chuck up everything and go to some fly-infested swamp to work with the locals and catch malaria. Even though, you know, helping others would count. But what I'm saying is, you don't need to go to extremes. No one is saying pack up your bags now and go and serve the people who are suffering in Syria. Those do it great. But you don't have to go to that extent. It means you need to focus on what's important in your life. You need to make positive changes to ensure you feel happy with what you are dedicating your life to. It doesn't mean now that you have to map out long-term details long-term plans to the minutest detail. It means that roughly you must know where you are going and what you are doing. You must be awake rather than asleep. It mustn't be a case of you just floating through life. There are some things in this life that are important and a whole lot of things that aren't. It doesn't take too much trouble to work out what is important to you in your life and what isn't. There are a whole lot more things that don't count, that aren't really important, that you can put there on the back burner and say, well, if I have the time, not a problem, but if I don't, it's not a priority in my life. Making time for those that you love, for your friends, it's important. Watching the latest movie is not. Watching the latest sports match is not. Repaying a debt is important, but then going to buy something that you cannot afford at the time when you are indebted, that is not. Nurturing your children and teaching them real values, that is important. Dressing your children in designer clothes, that is not. More important than giving them the best clothes or sending them to the most prestigious school, it's about ensuring you give them the best tarbiyah. So we need to think about what counts. We need to think about what counts and then do more of what counts. In summary, there are some things in this life that are important and a whole lot of things that aren't. We need to declutter our own lives and look at what is important and what is not, and how much time we are spending on what is important and how much time we are spending on what is not. 23 minutes past 8, you are listening to Sabah al-Muslim Drive Time on Radio Islam International. Time for a quick nasheed break.